Chapter 4. Psychological Factors. In addition to alcohol and other drugs affecting the body, they will also have an effect on the brain as well, and these psychological factors must also be considered to be a problem while behind the wheel. You need your brain to be in full functioning mode while you're driving, focusing on the necessary activities of controlling your vehicle, not craving a fix, or being preoccupied with anything other than driving. Section 4.1. Aspects of Use, Abuse, Dependence and Addiction. Many people view drug and alcohol abuse and addiction as strictly a social problem. Parents, teens, older adults, and other members of the community tend to characterize people who take drugs as morally weak or as having criminal tendencies. They believe that drug abusers and addicts should be able to stop taking drugs if they are willing to change their behavior. These myths have not only stereotyped those with drug-related problems, but also their families and communities. Drug abuse and addiction comprise a public health problem that affects many people and has wide-ranging social consequences. Drug and alcohol abuse begins when an individual makes a conscious choice to use drugs or alcohol, but addiction is not just a lot of drug use. Recent scientific research provides overwhelming evidence that not only do drugs interfere with normal brain functioning, creating powerful feelings of pleasure, but they also have long-term effects on brain metabolism and activity. At some point, changes occur in the brain that can turn drug and alcohol abuse into addiction, a chronic, relapsing illness. Those addicted to drugs and alcohol suffered from a compulsive drug and alcohol craving and usage and cannot quit by themselves. Treatment is necessary to end this compulsive behavior. Drinking or taking drugs is usually a sign that someone is trying to avoid things that are bothering them, pressure from friends, stress in the family, hassles, the feeling that adults are on their case, the bad feeling that they're different from everyone else in the world. When people first start taking drugs, it makes them feel like they're escaping to something that's easier, something that feels better. After a while, escaping becomes harder because, over time, the body needs more and more of a drug to get the high that once came easily. Often users just end up chasing after the first high. Unfortunately, the more drugs a person takes, the higher the risk of getting addicted or overdosing. The oops factor, casual drug use leads to addiction. It is an all-too-common scenario. A person experiments with an addictive drug. Perhaps they intend to try it just once for the experience of it. It turns out, though, that they enjoy the drug's euphoric effect so much that for weeks and months they use it again and again. But in due time, they decide they really should quit. They know that despite the short-term high they get from using the drug, the long-term consequences of it can be devastating, so they vow to stop using it. Their brain, however, has a different agenda. It now demands more of the drug. While their rational mind knows full well that they shouldn't choose it again, their brain overrides such warnings. Unbeknownst to them, repeated use of the drug has brought about dramatic changes in both the structure and function of their brain. In fact, if they had known the danger signs to look for, they would have realized that the euphoric effect derived from using the drug is itself a sure sign that the drug is inducing a change in the brain, just as they would have known that as time passes, and the drug is used with increasing regularity, this change becomes more pronounced and indelible until finally their brain has become addicted to the drug. And so, despite their heartfelt vow never to use the drug again, they continue using it again and again. Their drug use is now beyond their control. It is compulsive. They are addicted. While this turn of events is a shock to the drug user, it is no surprise at all to researchers who study the effects of addictive drugs. To them, it is a predictable outcome. No one ever starts out using drugs with the intention of becoming a drug addict. All drug users are just trying it once or a few times. Every drug user starts out as an occasional user, and that initial use is a voluntary and controllable decision. But as time passes and drug use continues, a person goes from being a voluntary to a compulsive drug user. The fact is, drug addiction is a brain disease. While every type of drug of abuse has its own individual trigger for affecting or transforming the brain, many of the results of the transformation are strikingly similar regardless of the addictive drug that is used, and of course in each instance, the result is compulsive use. These changes have a tremendous impact on all aspects of a person's behavior. In fact, in addiction, the drug becomes the single most powerful motivator in the life of the drug user. They will do virtually anything for the drug. This unexpected consequence of drug use is what's become known as the OOPS phenomena. Why OOPS? Because the harmful outcome is in no way intentional. Just as no one starts out to have lung cancer when they smoke, or no one starts out to have clogged arteries when they eat fried foods, which in turn usually cause heart attacks, no one starts out to become a drug addict when they use drugs. But in each case, though no one meant to behave in a way that would lead to tragic health consequences, at a minimum, they have to adhere to their drug treatment regimen, but this can pose an enormous challenge. The changes in their brain that turned them into compulsive users make it a daunting enough task to control their actions and complete treatment. Making it even more difficult is the fact that their craving becomes more heightened and irresistible whenever they are exposed to any situation that triggers a memory of the euphoric experience of drug use. Little wonder, then, that most compulsive drug users can't quit on their own, even if they want to. For instance, at most only 7% of those who try in any 1 year to quit smoking cigarettes on their own actually succeed. This is why it is essential that they enter a drug treatment program, even if they don't want to at the outset. So if you think taking drugs or drinking is an experiment and part of what you do when you're figuring out your way in the world, think again. Yeah, experimentation is part of growing up, but some experiments can lead to permanent damage. And for people whose families have a history of alcoholism or addiction, experimenting is really risky. Just like heart disease and cancer, substance abuse often runs in families, so, for those people, a bit of experimentation could lead to serious dependency in no time at all. But you're not off the hook if substance abuse doesn't run in your family. Addiction is a powerful thing, and it can take hold of anyone at any time. Drugs are addicting because of changes they create in your body and brain. These changes cause you to crave the drug. Basically, if you've got the insatiable craving, you're addicted, and it doesn't matter if you've only used once or every day for months. What is psychological dependence? Psychological dependence exists when a drug is so central to a person's thoughts, emotions, and activities that it is extremely difficult to stop using it or even stop thinking about it. Like physical dependence, psychological dependence is a cause of continued drug use. With a psychological dependence, the body can still function properly without the drug, but the brain still craves the process even though the high is not as great.